Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists." Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation
proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, "Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful."
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from L.A.
flow
to Miami.
Thank you.
woman, you 100% man, you 100% up with your ass. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We're right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia, maybe you in down in California, maybe you in Texas, maybe you in New York, maybe you in Florida, maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion, maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana, which is like the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Now I'm rich, because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my child. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
Hey, everybody.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive.
$1 trillion right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me,
and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada, but you're in the $1 billion world. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana, which are about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. I'm rich. Cause I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original.
I was born by the river.
That was Sam Cooke. I was born by the river. That was Dr. King saying that we want our check. Tonight, this is the $1 trillion flow night. And I want to say some things tonight with the killers and the shooting that's going on across this country. We haven't talked about people being possessed by evil spirits. Some of the killings and the murders is not about drugs or alcohol. Some people are possessed by demons and devils. And them demons and devils on the inside of them. The young man wrote the note and said, when you possess Jerry by demons, those demons take over your body. Now let me help you out. People do things and they get cursed. And it's something called generational curses for money. So all the money in the world can't stop a generational curse. All the money in the world can't stop the demon spirit. You know what I'm saying? The only way it can stop the anointing of the Holy Spirit, okay? And once you understand that, I begin to look, Jerry, in the spiritual sense. The dope, the drugs, the homosexuality, all these are spirits have took on people's minds and bodies. And the Bible says a lie cannot tarry in God's eyesight. So lust is all the other day. Now, I got to carry you back to what happened in Money, Mississippi. Emmett Till was murdered and killed, ear cut off, nose cut off, shot in the head. And what they try to cover it up is burying him down there. But his mother said, no, bring my son back to Chicago. Them was evil people that did that. Matter of fact, the blacks that been killed and murdered and lynched, no, it was evil people, possessed by the devil. But we say, they did it. It go deeper than race. It go into evil men and evil women doing that, which when a mother take a child and cut him up, put him in a brown bag, that's evil. I mean, she have been possessed by evil spirits, okay? So that's one of the things that we have to deal with going into 2020, we talked about the virus. The virus is over, people still doing evil things. And when you deal with the evil, with the level of evil, now you can ask the question tonight if you want to. We're talking about economic development. And you wonder, I'm gonna ask you a question. How come all these churches we got, ain't nobody got rich, and you got white folks got mecca churches? Why is so many blacks in prison whites not in prison? Okay. The question I want to ask. Why blacks killing blacks? Now, blacks killing blacks, they call it black on black crime. What's happening over in Russia and Crimea where white folks is killing and bombing white folks? I never had now newspaper, just fake news, and Trump named it fake news. You got to give Trump credit. It's fake news. They ain't never said that was white on white crime over there. They just busted people to Chicago, Detroit, and the people is busted. Some of them got AIDS, some of them got sickness, but they bust them in the population, in the white and black community. And the state, our taxpayers, is paying for it, but black folks can't get reparations. Dr. King said, we're going to Washington to get our check. He didn't say, I want to say this fair guy, he didn't say go up there and talk about atone. Who you toning to? You can't tone to killers. You can't tone to evil people. See, how can you tone when you ain't did nothing? 100 years of lynching. And then the Jews holler, Hitler killed 6 million Jews, 100 million blacks were killed. Ain't nobody never brought that out. No newspaper, nobody wrote it. And some of the history happened to black folk, it ain't even in the book. So it lets you know we're dealing with some evil, that's real evil, and what we're dealing with, racism, white supremacy, yeah, we're dealing with that. We're dealing, when you talk about the Ku Klux Klan, skinhead, all that's all together. Those people are from the time of Dan. But Dan was the evil one that was spoiled out the garden. Preachers don't preach about that. They tell you, you're going to hell. You're going to be all right. How can you be all right when you don't deal with the truth? The way to sin is death, to give to God is to fret thyself for evildoers. So we are dealing with evil at core, okay? And when you deal with evil, you got to fight evil with evil. See, if Dr. King was living right now, and Malcolm, and Elijah Muhammad, they put them in the net. They can get on YouTube. Because they'll say they're teaching it when they're teaching the truth. You know what I'm saying? Now, Nellie Fuller, wrote, Henry Clark wrote the book. Okay? Now, you don't hear enough about them much because if Malcolm was living, and he was living through us, and Dr. King was living through us, why is he doing it? Because what happened, we're still the first side, the last side, and there's a white justice, there's a black justice. Okay. Black are in jail, and Mateo was killed in Mississippi, and some of the people are still living. They didn't go nowhere. And the all-white jury, a lynch mob, so they didn't do nothing. They were free. Okay? So that lets you know you're dealing with wickedness and evil people. Okay, I don't know why the churches and the ministers don't see that, because they're so busy asking for a dollar and trying to get an airplane and trying to keep you under cover much as it is they keep anybody else. Y'all, you hear what I'm saying? They still got you. They is worse than the slave master. Okay, no, you ain't like this. You go to church every Sunday, they going to be all right. You ain't got no job. Your baby ain't got no food. You got to go to the government to get food when the government owe us reparations. If we get paid reparations right now, we will need the government. I want to tell you, listen, stop. I'm going to give you three things, write them down. Stop saying you forgive. I don't forgive nobody how they did. It ain't for me to forgive. That's that Christianity. Who forgive him? I'm not giving nobody for killing my ancestors. Because I'm gonna let the universe deal with them. I'm going to let God deal with them. And the evil, it said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. We have been lied to and studied receiving lies. And we got our young blacks being lied to. And they said, well, if I go hijack a car, I done made it. The piece of iron and steel ain't going to make it until the truth come out. And when the truth come out, things going to work out. Hello? I want to say that tonight. The trillion-dollar flow. When you look at the Bible, 66 books. Now, what happened, Bishop? Back in the day, people couldn't read and write. If you could read and write, they'll get killed. Okay? Once they let a few learn how to read, they could program you. Now, one of the things you have, I forgive. How can you forgive somebody that they have been ruling over you all their life? They have ruled over you. Hello, somebody. And they still ruling over you. Okay? The white supremacist is the smartest people in the white neighborhood. They know how to make money. They know how to keep you in bondage. They know how to keep you fighting yourself. And everybody else make money off the black man, but the black man. Now, y'all ain't going to like this. Let me tell you what will happen. Check it out, please. The first somebody come in the neighborhood with a store was the Jews. The Jews got money from black folks and said, we're together. As soon as he got enough money, he turned it over to the Arabs. Okay? Arabs still in them. The Arabs told the Indians, come on, y'all can set up some beauty shops and some hair nail things. So we got all kind of people in our neighborhood but us. Okay? We got demons trying to feed you. We got demons trying to educate you. Okay? Now, if a kid go to school and the kid go home and say, Mama, I want to be a girl. Now, he a boy. She said, okay, you're a girl. He put some fingernail polish and lipstick and go to school. The kids laugh at him and say, you're a boy. What you doing with the lipstick and dress on? He go back home and tell Mama, they bullying me. So when the mama comes to school, she comes to school talking about they bullying my kids. And the principal scared to say something because he gets fired. And the teacher, okay? So that's the kind of racism and evil that's going on, okay? Now, I asked Mr. White to get something on his LBT thing. See, if they got it so that you're scared to say gay. They got it so scared you to say they homosexual. They got you scared to say that even the company will fire you. There's a lady in Monroe was working. Everybody was in their gate. And she said, what are all you sisters doing up in here? They fired her the next day. The company ain't said nothing. So these corporations allow that. They're part of that. They're part of that racial and hate thing. I know y'all ain't liking me tonight. Let me explain something to you tonight. Take your pencil and paper. Hollywood promote homosexuality. Now Hollywood is more murder. I'm gonna tell you this in. Write it down. Look at three movies. Every one of them got murder in it. Ain't nobody, every movie you look at come on TV is about murder. The white man shooting the black man shooting somebody. Is when a black rogue come, they be hoes. Be hoes and pimps. That's the kind of Hollywood, them homosexuals in Hollywood promote murder. So kids cut on the TV, they see 5 to 10 murders. Now, you remember, I got to get an Xbox for my son. It ain't nothing but murder, about killing, robbing. The boy said, how you learn how to drive a car? He said, I've seen it on the Xbox. How you learn to rob? I've seen it on Xbox. So the whole system is messed up. The demons, y'all ain't going to hear me, have possessed people, and the good people is letting the 10% tap the nation. But the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. What I'm saying, I know I'm telling the truth. Somebody don't want to listen to it. Cut on your TV tonight. I tell you what you do. And let me know Monday. Watch 4 movies. Every one of them going to have murder, shooting. If they see shooting in every picture, they're going to act out in the street. And that's what's going on there. And then Congress, which is full of demons, said, we're going to promote handguns. We're going to promote rifles, assault rifles. What you doing with an assault rifle in Mississippi, Arkansas, Chicago? Ain't no war going on here. If more people get killed in Chicago, Tennessee, California, than over there we're fighting now. Russia bombing the creek. You know more people being killed in America than the bombing, killing a few people. You know what I'm saying? So to let you know, he said again, as a demonic spirit have to go with the mind of the people, black, brown, whatever you are. Because when you tell your kids, go there and watch TV, you're going to see four or five movies, every one of them got murder in it. If I cut on the TV now, you're going to see a gun, murder, shoot. I've never seen a movie with action in it. Now, that's by design. That's what's going on in America. Okay? And the Congress, Democrat and Republic, they turn their back. So we can't get the bill passed. But they got the money, $1 trillion, to send to a premier. But they get money to pay. Now, I got a solution for that. Now, y'all got the money. I went and did a survey today. I see all these people out there on Black Friday. I said, look at him. They would buy anything called, I named it Black Friday. Okay? I'm going to tell you Sunday, I have Black Sunday. Listen to it. I'm going to preach Black Sunday. Sunday. I come from 11 to 12 on Sunday morning. Sunday morning with the bishop. I'm going to preach Black Sunday. He give you whatever the demon you get yourself. Who is Black Friday, honey? Huh? When next year comes, you broke. You know about a TV you don't need. You know about a refrigerator you don't need. About a stove you don't need. When you got a car. And you're going to be in debt for the whole month. The whole 3 years of 2023, 24, trying to pay off your debt. Then when that demon get on you, you go get suicide. Or you try to stick somebody, or go try to stick somebody. So that's a cycle of evil. Psalms are fret not thyself for evil doers, it soon be cut down. I want to say this tonight. You got people are possessed. You sleep with it, you be possessed to go to the you know, your mind. The man you sleep with might be possessed to get drunk and take dope and kill you. Now, Jerry told me this is a business. This is a spiritual thing. I thought about it. I said, he's right. And this couldn't happen without people possessed. And they turn away, not from church, because some of them preachers is more possessed than the people come to see them. Okay? So the politician taking money under the table would be helping the people. Them speed cameras. I wonder how do people go back in office when people pull the anointed people of God? Demons. The demons say, it's all right for you to say you a man and you a woman. The demons say, it's all right for you to say you a man and you know you're a woman. You're a woman. You're a man. That's the spirit. And we are in all over America. We've got some countries you can't bring that man. They will cut your hand off, cut your penis off, and tell you you can't cover the mess. Because they know it's demonic. Okay? They know it's demonic. And what you understand is demonic is controlled by the spirit of evil men and evil women. They're bad men. And you got women married and said, okay, how can it be okay when the Bible speaks? If you for the Bible, you got to be for it. If you're against the Bible, you be against it. But some of you scared. I can't tell him yay. I can't tell her. You scared to talk out. So the demons have got your mouth. This is what happened. If you in Chicago, you say, I'm not going to support the gay community. All the business people. They said, well, we're going to boycott. That means they uphold that kind of mess going on in school. Now they want to bring in school. They didn't teach black history in school. What they want to teach black homosexuals in school. They want to tell little kids about sexuality. Okay? But when you get put in jail, they put you in jail for sex and tell you that you got to go to a different bathroom. You know, up on the north side of Chicago, a man went in the lady bathroom. They had to bring him out because he was cut from A to Z. They don't know who cut him yet. But he got cut up going into a woman's bathroom. See, and the company said, we don't know what happened. They know they got a sign. Now you can go to the man clothes and get women clothes. You can go to the women clothes and get men clothes. So you got young children going to school because their mama said, well, and then they got some schools, they got some hospitals want to do sex changes. And you okay with that? That's demonic spirit when you change your body. Some of them getting breast lifted up, they're getting booty lifted up. Those are demonic spirits. My grandmother used to say, you fat, you're fine, you skinny, you're fine. Whatever God makes you, that's what you want to be. You can't put to it. One lady went to Florida, booty lift. But the people she went to was, you know, with people underground. They put the stuff that you put on the wall, they filled her booty up with that, and it fell, and she had cancer all over her butt. But they put that drywall, that's what they put in her butt. They pumped it with drywall for about a month, yeah, big booty. But another month, bam, it fell on it. She went back to the doctor. They had to cut and pump that stuff out of her. She done paid $10,000 for a booty lift. Is you crazy? Oh, y'all don't want to hear me. Something going on with your head. You are demonic, and demonic spirit is driving you to do evil things. That's what demonic spirit is doing. It's driving you to not do the will of God. Romans 1:26, God said, I turn them over to reprobate mind to do that which is unseemly, and what the recipient is death. So you're going to die because you done defied God, okay? See, you got to understand the evil spirit is pushing to try to take over. And you got evil in high places. So you got to look at high places. How did the Supreme Court say it's okay with man and man? Supreme Court said it, okay. It's all right for women's and women's men. Supreme Court said, so that's wickedness in high places. But God, not me, God's going to deal with them. They might fall out dead. Anything might happen. Try the spirit, by the spirit, show the right spirit. Now, this is a $1 trillion flow night. You got to go back. I have an ancestor. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to bring Brother White and anybody else that want to say something, press 1 on your phone. Because you might have something you want to say. You've been holding it in. You're scared to speak out. You know, now, right now, in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, black folks, the homosexuals, they ain't looking at the land that our slave fathers worked for, and they're taking them back. A lady in North Carolina said the people tried to get her land that her granddaddy got what in slavery. She had to go to court and had to go get a couple of lawyers started her land. And in Yazoo City, they had land. The man that put a fence up was taking wood, going to sell with it. He had to go get Chad and call to Washington before they locked that man up. Racism and white supremacy is still real, baby. You think you done said, you know, they got a few blacks, got rich, turned their back. They ain't trying to help. Ain't nobody said, how come in Mississippi, well, it's all black, that you ain't got no water? And I would think Deion Sanders that went to Washington. Didn't no black go. Deion Sanders went. The coach of college and laid his case before Washington, D.C. Oh, we'll do something about it. Down in Faraday, Louisiana, they got water. They can't drink water. Right down in Faraday, Louisiana, and St. Joe, Louisiana. Right now, as I speak, people come in and put some new tanks in. We're living under the basis of white supremacy. You got people. They got mega church. All they want is another dollar, another dime, get on airplane, and say they teaching, okay? Anytime T.J. Jackson, a known preacher, said God a lie homosexual, you know he ain't right. I'm going to say it. See, y'all scared to say it. I can't say it. It's wrong. It's wrong with murder. It's wrong with killing. It's wrong with hate. We got possessed demons. And I remember the murder. Some of the kids, they mama know they sticking up. They mama know they murder. They won't go in their room and see. Two boys up in Chicago got killed. Hijacked the car and had an assault rifle in it and run head on to a car and both of them got killed. Young folks, possessed by the demon spirit. And what's going on? I just want, now, is there any question, I got a question they want to ask before I go to Mr. White. Mr. White got the paperwork. We're going to talk about some things. And like I told you, we'll be in, if I got to go down to Mississippi and march, this black folks' land, take her land, and the land, they want to take it, the road through there, okay? But they don't want to give them no money for it, okay? So this is going on, what we're talking about, homosexuality. We're talking about, and they taking the land slowly, taking it back, okay? This is happening all over the black, all over the black world. Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. Okay, they're taking it. Because the kings that when the Europeans came over, the government gave them land, gave them money to go to school, and gave them money after they got the land. You wonder, how come all the white folks got all the land? Look in Texas. How many blacks got 100 acres? How many blacks up in Minnesota? That land was given to their fathers. It was given to their great-grandfather. Who gave it to them? The government gave it to them. They didn't give blacks nothing because they said blacks were dogs and horses. You know what I'm saying? They had a civil rights bill that said we was human. Ain't that bad? Huh? That's bad. That's bad. Okay, is there any question? Now, one question I want to say, that's demons. Possess people. Comment. I'll give you more example. Michael Jackson wrote Thriller. And when Michael Jackson wrote Thriller, he opened up the portal, that means the door, for all them demons to come out. For Michael Jackson wrote Thriller, look it up for yourself. Didn't nobody do nothing for Halloween. Now everybody, all the black community, got all kind of stuff up for Halloween. You know, and Halloween means you go to the cemetery, you call them spirits. You put a witch costume on, you become the witch. You put a killer costume on, you become that killer because you invoke their spirit. And you don't know how to send them back to where they come from, back to hell. Okay? That's some of the stuff going on. Okay? Now, I want to tell you, we're talking about the $1 trillion flow, but you can't get no money when you owe money. Reparation. I'm gonna say one more thing, Brendan Miss White. I'm gonna say this. Save your money. Don't buy wait for Christmas. Everything you buy now, you can get it later on cheaper. Okay? They had a computer for $150. The girl in there said, just wait. You can get it for $80 next year. After the holiday, because they got all betting on you to buy. If you save money, you can start. If you save the money, you can do something. Amen. You know what I mean? Now, I want to say this to you before I turn to Brother White. Now, get your pens and paper together. We're talking Bible talk. We're talking spiritual talk. We're talking reality talk. We're talking witches, warlocks, and evil. Now, who got more than it? If I've been here 100 years, you've been here 100 years. Somebody robbing somebody. Somebody stealing somebody. Somebody is bewitching somebody. You know, how black man is traditional. Now, I ain't talking about we just got here. Look, our ancestors been here. I'm a Native America of America. So I might go to Africa, but I don't want to live there. My parents died here. My great-papa died here. My mama died here on cotton patch of Mississippi. The sugar cane of Louisiana. The tobacco of Virginia. The apple of Ohio. It's just, and down, who worked the oil land? Black folk, okay? Slaves. But we didn't get no reparations. Okay? So when you said, well, I want to get like the, you can't get like the white man. White man got 100 years on you. The stolen rock. Just give us reparations. We can start. I don't want you to give me nothing to go where. Give me my money here. And I can build my business here. They gave it to the Indians. They gave it to the Jews. They gave it to the Italians. They gave it to the Greeks. Reparations. But the black man. When you're Arab, you come over, you know what they do? You have to pay tax. They give you some money. You set up a grocery store and a liquor store in the neighborhood. And what they care about, and when night comes, they leave the neighborhood with the money. They come back, open back up. This has been going on for years. Got this players. Okay, brother, what you? Thank you. I'm looking for my wife. Oh, I say, yeah, right. If any question, raise your hand, put your hand. Brother White, you on there? Got you. I got you on, Brother White. You know, this phone go in and out. And Brother White, Professor White, I'm talking to you. Thank you. And well, he came back on. He probably got to do his phone because his phone cut off and on. Well, you got to understand tonight, this is the trillion flow. And what that really means, they sent so much money over to Ukraine, if they were to give us half of that money, you know what kind of business you can open up, what kind of business you can do, if you have some land you can farm, some people can farm. They go buy from China, go buy stuff from somewhere else. When we qualify to farm here, the farmers in Mississippi right now can't even get money to buy tractors and bulldozers under this administration. Y'all believe what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you, if you vote, I'm going to tell you this. If they ain't talking about giving reparations, I'm not. I got to go vote. It's important to vote. What's getting to vote? The Italians, the Jews getting some of their vote. The black man ain't getting nothing but his vote. But say little things that, yeah, thank you voted. We got to vote in a block. If you ain't giving me a vote, I don't care what that, because we need another party. Huh? We need a party of truth. That's gonna treat everybody right. See, when people jumped up and voted for Johnson, Johnson do nothing for the people. Dr. King found out, came to Chicago, that the movement told Dr. King, we ain't got no job, and they're locking us up. They told Dr. King that Dr. King was upset. And Dr. King, look, I think our job is going to run out. What he meant. These people, if Dr. we drive ourselves, ain't no law that they can make us do. They no law that they oppose. What we have to do, be able to do it ourselves. Be able to happen to R. Kelly. Yeah. You see what's been happening to another young boy that's going on. He's going to go to jail. They dropped him. You see what happened to the comedian. You see what happened to him? They put him in jail. The woman lied. He gave her millions of dollars. Still lied to go to jail. You see what happened to Emmett Till? He was killed. Ain't nobody went to jail for it yet. y'all ain't liking what I'm saying. The truth will set you free tonight. If you let go and let God and let the spirit of the ancestor guide you, some of you ain't got nothing. You got a house, maybe a car, a job, and they can fire you tomorrow if you don't start to get together. See, the spirit sent to block us is the spirit of the dope. Dr. King talked about that. That how we being left out. And some people don't want to say that. But Dr. King said in every speech, see, you listen to Dr. King tape, you learn something. Now, if you want to plant a seed, you plant a seed. Got a need? This is my prayer here. Father, open our eyes. I got to play this.
Open eyes that we may
days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes.